You're listening to Feedback, the podcast. This issue's band, Pearl and the Beard, live at Joe's Pub.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a New York City band more huggable than Pearl and the Beard. The Brooklyn trio, featuring Jocelyn McKenzie on glockenspiel melodica, Emily Hope Price on cello, and Jeremy Stiles on acoustic guitar, features silky three-part vocal harmonies, equally alluring and arresting. Underneath the water. Blending campfire folk with damaged marching band dirges, this group of NYC folksters has stumbled upon a new, happier breed of freak folk. To put it another way, if Iron and Wine's Samuel Beam ever wore a smile, his music would sound a lot like Pearl and the Beard. On Saturday, April 26th, the band played one of its biggest shows to date, headlining a sold-out CD release party at the famous Joe's Pub. Climbing the stage, dressed for the occasion in black tie attire and splashes of twinkling sequins, the group acknowledged the crowd's loving welcome with warm, sheepish nods. Though a tight and show-tested outfit, the Saturday night spot at Joe's Pub is no small gig. Clearly, the threesome were delighted by the outstanding turnout and overjoyed to shake off pre-show nerves. Launching into their first song, the trio displayed their mightiest asset, harmonies ringing clear as glass bells. Interlacing melodies on the breezy voice in my throat, their intonations bobbed and weaved like vocal interpretations of math rock aerobics. Jocelyn and Emily's warm cadence lovingly outlined Jeremy's sweet, throaty baritone. Switching smoothly between soothing runs and alarming shouts, their voices bounded confidently over one another like children playing leapfrog, occasionally treading on toes, but ultimately landing in three-part bliss.
The biggest show that we've headlined. And I would say probably because, yeah, definitely. I mean, we played at the Bowery Ballroom. We played at South Paw, which are larger size and maybe higher capacity venues. But this was, like, the first show that people were, like, there to see us, to get our CD, to, like this was our night, and that was so exciting. Like, yeah, this is definitely the biggest show ever. We were out of CDs. We made 150 of that.
I know.
Playing alongside an additional cellist, Bridget Kearney, full backup drummer, Jamie Allegre, and members of the string quartet 46 Inc., Dumb Lovers built its structure upon waves of tension. Fueled by Emily's rich bowing and Allegre's pistol-shot snare beat, the song frames a couple's intimate bedside confessions, the male hiding behind insecurity while his lover reaches towards him. Allowing Jocelyn a platform to showcase her remarkably moving vocal cords, she delivered the line, "We could be freedom lovers tonight," with bare, heart-wrenching hopefulness.
Take these in stride.
lovers for love.
When the tune stopped on a dime, the 165-seat venue swelled with cheers, louder than the recently amplified band on stage.
You know, because there tends to be a dichotomy in a lot of our songs in general, but, like, because even the name, like, Pearl and Beard, like, it's so much about, like, this and, like, soft and scruffy, like, feminine, masculine, like, white chicks, black dude, whatever, but, like, it's not always coming from the first person. Like, that's what's cool about it, since, like, there's always this, like, play between, like, oh, it could be this, it could be that. It's not just, like, everyone was at war and I was mad, or, like, I really love that we're telling stories with our songs, and, like, that's really exciting for me as a songwriter, because I've not written like that before. Mm-hmm. I've been in this band, which is really cool.
Though many of their songs are unapologetically uplifting, dark, murky undercurrents and intriguing juxtapositions run through even the band's bounciest tracks. Hidden within Dumb Lover's tender progression, there's a reference to Ground Zero, an allusion to an unborn child, and all the while, the man's repeated mantra of fear.
You don't really want a man like me.
Vessel, one of the night's biggest crowd pleasers, follows a sailor wrecked at sea, hearing the call of the sirens as he drifts into unconsciousness. On stage, the sailor is played by Jeremy, begging the audience to drain my guts, spill them out into the deck, while the siren song is carried by the softer side of the band, enticing the protagonist in silken tones to abandon all he seeks. By the end of the serenade, he sees dark shapes gliding towards him under the waves. The sirens come to claim him as he sinks into the depths.
Drain my guts! And spill it out on to the deck. It'll burn their hands. Sure as hell.
Different sides, two pulling things, and like kind of also leaving it open-ended. Generally the one that's like standard is there's a guy who's at sea, he's going nutso, and it's kind of like similar to, it is kind of similar to Black Panther from Watchmen. That's kind of where I got my idea from. But and from also from like Cold Mountain. Okay, well Jude Law's character is like, he's at war and he's like seeing so much dope shit. And when he gets back, and, like, Nicole Kidman's, like, soft Chris is there, he's like, I don't know, like, I've lost everything, like, I'm all fucked up now, like, I don't know what to do now. We keep it open-ended, like, oh, is it sirens that are luring him to his death, or is it his woman, or whatever, singing and calling him? And he's not even sure, like, what he's hearing, like, is he hearing fucking sirens, or is he hearing his woman calling? He doesn't even know. He thinks he's even, maybe even died. Or just take your pick.
Sailor, cool.
As loose, complex narratives go, the song veers dangerously close to pop perfection and stands as one of the band's strongest tunes.
This one.
We love you
guys. I know
guys.
It's like Joe's Pub and it's all nice and candlelit right now, but let's pretend we're in the mountains.
The mountains?
There, now I'm in the mountains. All right.
Yeah, the Brokeback Mountains.
Oh! Let's just feed the fire here with this band here. Let's just...
That was Richie. That was all Richie. Right.
I can't top that. Let's do it. Please sing along. I want to hear these...
Though their choice of onstage flower berets and truly funny between-song banter may come off as cute to the hardcore indie crowd, those Puritans would be missing the point. Behind the group's charming veneer are moving, honest stories wrapped in gut-churning cello, propelled by melodies that burrow themselves into your brain and call it home. Like the Decemberists, another folk-inspired outfit whose songs lean towards the upbeat, Pearl and the Beard's tunes are deceptively devastating. Mining the cracks between happy memories, the band knows the sweet is at its sweetest because of the sour. It's the audience's fortune to rediscover this alongside them each show. The group closed out their set with O Death, a churning 3-minute march mashing together dueling themes of imminent death and unquestioned love. Reverently stomping along to the song's heartbeat, the audience shook the venue floor. As the tune climbed from its earthy, tromping verse towards the chorus, the crowd's voices converged. Wailing the anthem, I love you the way you are, the way you've always been, alongside Jocelyn's joyful belt, the walls reverberated with the audience's unified holler.
Oh, death is on me and the light is growing slowly dim, still I see.
Songcrafting machine that is Pearl and the Beard struck its last chord, the crowd rose up, their enthusiastic eruption drowning out all other sounds in the venue, as on stage, three blushing musicians struggled to make sense of the overwhelming response, gave up, and just smiled.
Have a muffin.
We're doing muffins in here.
We're doing muffins.
butter frosting. Are you allergic to butter?
No.
Good.
On the record.
Sugar?
I'm allergic to anything.
If you don't want to be on the record, you have to say off the record before you say it.
Oh, okay. Off the record, those muffins are delicious.
On the record, I think they're delicious too.
On the record, I think those muffins are also delicious.
Who made the muffins?
I made the muffins.
Off the record, I made them.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. This concludes the very first issue, episode of Feedback the Podcast, a seasonal column of breaking new music, lovingly sponsored by Beyond Race Magazine. Thank you, BRM. Some more people to thank. First off, Pearl and the Beard for their interview, Joe's Pub, and Wes Verhu for the live show recording. The fantastic Emily Hope Price for donating her lovely instrumental intro as the theme for this podcast. Emily is the chalice from Pearl and the Beard, and the song which contains that instrumental clip is 8-Ball, one of her solo compositions, which you can find on her MySpace page. Also, please check out Pearl and the Beard on their MySpace and website, pearlandthebeard.com. And if you're interested in more feedback podcasts and column pieces, you can check out my blog at zachdinerstein.wordpress.com. We would love to see you there. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.